From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
An opposition GULP pullout from a cooperation pact could leave Grenada's governing New National Party on shaky ground. A Trinidadian businessman pushing for policy measures to halt the slide of the TT dollar.
It's a question of walking us through a period so that we will eventually be able to go to a full floating system.
And Hurricane Marco losing strength and speed and could be downgraded to a tropical storm. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The firing this week of Clarence Rapier from the Keith Mitchell government in Grenada may have put the 17-month-old administration on shaky ground. Last year's general election gave Dr. Mitchell's new National Party, NNP, the slimmest of margins, a mere one-seat majority in the 15-member House of Representatives. A pact between Sir Eric Gehry's GULP and NNP saw the two successful GULP candidates, Clarence Rapier and Michael Batiste, joining the government. Neither was given a full ministry at the time. Journalist Lou Smith picks up the story and reports on GULP attempts to reduce the government's parliamentary majority.